My name is Janet Nkubana, and I'm exhibiting handmade basketry and jewelry from Rwanda. Weaving has been in Rwanda for ancient times, and this has been passed on from one generation to the other. But after the 1994 genocide, we transformed this weaving into an income-generating opportunity for the women of Rwanda. If you sell a basket at $100, $200, you can really feed a family for a month or two from one basket. Or if you sell two baskets, you can pay tuition for your child for a whole semester. So it means a lot to us. Because we make baskets to bring to the market, it has brought the women together. Both sides of the genocide can now sit under one roof and, you know, make baskets, and has healed us in terms of unity and reconciliation. Santa Fe has opened opportunity for us. I have opened the market with the Smithsonian, the Museum of Art and Design in New York, and now we are going to Burke Museum in Seattle. So it opens doors.
My name is Chantang Nguyen. I'm from Cambodia. I'm working with hand-woven silk. After the civil war in Cambodia, in 1979, everything nearly washed out. It killed millions of people, and the country after the war, we start from year zero. It means everything was demolished. All the master weaver are killed except one. So that's how we started the traditional weaving from him. And to revive traditional craft is, I think, it's a duty of us. But also we have to think about how to rebuild the country by reviving the craft as well. We used to sell to England, to France, to a lot to America. But then during the recession, we lost almost of the buyers. It's kind of miracle that Santa Fe came in. We call it a life jacket for us to keep us above and survive. Our community, we not only work with the weavers, but we work with their whole family. We support their old parents when they are sick. We send them to the hospital. And we help the children in the whole community with the sale from the folk art market. We are able to set up a kindergarten. We continue to support them to grade 1 until grade 9. And also we are able to take care of their health. We have the health center to take care of the community. That's the folk art market impact.